We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. We have Grillo and Hickey back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. Mr. Lopresti will have another update coming up in just about 27 minutes. Interesting hour one. We went to that Ole Miss Georgia SEC basketball game earlier today in Oxford, Mississippi. And prior to the game, as many as 8 Ole Miss basketball players knelt during the national anthem. Now, Twitter went wild. Oh, here we go. It's more Kaepernick. But why in Oxford, Mississippi? Well, they took a knee because at the same time that they were tipping off against Tom Crean and Georgia, 2 pro-Confederate groups upset about monuments being removed, the Colonel Reb mascot at Ole Miss, and that, you know, the government and the university are just giving in to the left side of America. They had a pro-Confederate rally. Flags, there were some anti-Confederate groups on the other side. There was a hoodie that said, Redneck Lives Matter. But the Confederate flag was there, pro-Confederacy. And in my mind, if you're pro-Confederate, I get the South. I get the list of reasons. It just wasn't about slavery. But the one thing that caught my attention as I read through all this over the last couple of hours before I did the show was when there was a prayer done at that rally for plantation owners. Yeah, prayer for what they did. Really? Okay. If you support pro-Confederacy, if you support plantation owners, I'll stay with this. You're a racist and you're a bigot and you're longing for those days when people of color weren't deemed to be equal. Now, you can travel through the South and understand that the North didn't have a lot of white and black fountains or white and black buses or white and black hotels or restaurants. And it took a long list of marches and fights and bloodshed to help change the mindset of the South. And I'm not going to label everybody who lives in the South as a bigot and a racist, but the facts are it was a different world. And not too long ago. So when you get a march, and it may not have been 100,000 people, but when there are pro-Confederate groups and they're paying tribute with a prayer for plantation owners, I believe those players who took a knee, who didn't call out everybody in America, who didn't wear anything to put down anybody else in America, any group, they just took a knee because they're appalled that the pro-Confederate groups are outside. Now, I know you'll say, well, freedom of speech, and a lot of people say Colin Kaepernick, not Calvin Kaepernick. I was thinking about Calvin Johnson and his medical marijuana business he's going to start in Michigan. That Colin Kaepernick had a right to protest. Okay, well, if Colin Kaepernick and people say, well, you know, our country fought for that, well, then the pro-Confederate groups have a right. You see where I'm coming from? Not that I defend them. My belief is if you're pro-Confederate and pro-Confederate flag and pro-plantation owners, or you want to say a prayer for plantation owners, you're a racist, you're a bigot, and we don't need to debate it. The question I'm throwing out to the audience, do you agree with the Ole Miss basketball players kneeling? Now, I tried to say it was different than Colin Kaepernick, and we had people in hour one say, no, it's the same thing. Colin was pointing out the flag oppression, the national anthem, Francis Scott Key's, written during a time when it had racist undertones, right? And we go back and forth on that. I'm getting people telling me, well, you know, it wasn't just slavery. Yeah, I get states' rights. I get everything that the Civil War wasn't just about slavery, but it was a big part of it. That, by the way, if the South would have won, where would America be today, right? It's like asking if Hitler would have won, where would the world be today? But to me, hate is hate. And when you wear it on your sleeve or you fly it in a flag, just like when he wore pig socks, that's hate, man. That's hate non-police officers. Now, There was no video of Colin getting beat up. That was hate. But the hate that I see in a Confederate flag, the hate that I hear when a prayer is said for plantation owners, you can take Colin Kaepernick and what he did out of the mix. And we could hope for racial equality and social justice where there are rogue police officers, but that's not happening inside every police department in the United States of America. So that's where the difference, and I spent a lot of time on this because I didn't want to come on the show and just, you know, light everybody up and everything. I wanted to give you what I feel, and that's what I do with all my opinions. And also with opinions, and you can learn from Colin Kaepernick, and you can look at the Ole Miss basketball players, and if you have a brain, if you have a heart, if you have a soul, you can understand the change from one situation to another. And man, I just see the Confederate flags flying. And I don't see the hate in the Dukes of Hazzard car with the Confederate flag. I don't. They wouldn't allow an auto show stunt or something in Detroit, and the city council voted. I'm like, come on. It's like the Rebels mascot or the Rebels name for a high school. No. You want to change the mascot so it's not a Confederate soldier? I get that. Okay. But the South Burlington Rebels, the Wyoming Lee Rebels, hey, you really get to hear the word rebel? When you hear the word rebel, do you think of something racist? I don't. You know, it's kind of like I applaud Native Americans that they had a chance to force Daniel Snyder and the Redskins multiple chances to change that nickname, that logo, and they didn't. Well, what they asked was that Daniel Snyder and the Redskins and the NFL would teach people the history of Native Americans and honor their traditions and what they've done. I thought that was pretty cool. So you can join in. You agree with the Ole Miss players kneeling. Do you see the difference with Kaepernick? Maybe you don't, but you know what? I allow all opinions. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Back out to the audience. Jeff in Texas, I appreciate you holding on, and you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Jeff. What's on your mind?
You know, I'm 56 years old, and I agree with what you were saying earlier. But the big thing is that a lot of people don't understand that Colin Kaepernick was not kneeling. He was dealing protests to the all the oppression that we have been through. Now, until you walk in a black man's shoes or see through a black man's eye, you can't see what's going on. The other thing is about the Star Spangled Banner. It says in there, the land of the free and the home of the brave. Well, black men wasn't free back then, so it wasn't written for us. And that's all I got to say about that.
Well, Jeff, and thank you for your opinion. I appreciate all sides of any discussion. Thank you for listening in Texas. Joel in South Carolina, you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, Hugh, how you doing tonight, buddy?
Doing good, and I appreciate you joining us.
I got maybe a couple of points. The first point is that the flag that everybody is flying now and called the true Confederate battle flag is a flag that was born out of hate. If you look at it, there's three versions of the true Confederate battle flag. All the bars and stars that are flying now is just pure hatred flag, just pure. The players of Ole Miss, I applaud them for what they done. I stand for those guys, and I'm glad they brought awareness. The Civil War was never about slavery. It was about an industrial revolution. The North was starting to industrialize, and the South didn't want to come along with it because that involved taxation. And taxation without representation is what the South felt like they were not being represented fairly. I'm a black man, and I say that to say that the Civil War was never about ending slavery. It was about the South not wanting to yield to taxation. So it was never about freeing a black person or this and that. And Abraham Lincoln really didn't want to deal with slavery because he didn't feel like that was something that was under his purview, but he was forced to deal with it because of the Industrial Revolution, everything being industrialized.
Right, right. And you know what? I appreciate your call, Joel, in South Carolina. Top 10 reasons for the Civil War, top 10 causes: free soil, states' rights, expansion, abolitionist movement, election of Lincoln, secession. Now, the election of Lincoln, you knew that was going to be part of it where he stood. For Sumter and slavery was part of it, too. It's one of the reasons. I've never said the only reason, so there you go. And again, we can revisit history. My point is, you began, Joel, and I really appreciate your comments from South Carolina. He said those flags that were flying today stand for hate. That's my point. The hate is you want a world where white people are superior, and that's not happening in America. It's not. It's 2019. Let's go to William in Clemson, South Carolina. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Thanks, Huge. I totally agree with you when you said about the Confederate flag flying is just like the swastika, what it represents. And I disagree with the other caller from South Carolina who said that the Civil War was not about slavery. The taxation and the slavery went together. They didn't want the taxation, and they knew if they did get the taxation, slavery, it would also affect the slavery. Okay, so the black people basically built the South because we were free labor, okay? And the cotton was the big thing then, and that's what they picked. But we did a lot of stuff. I totally agree with the students who kneeled, because this is the thing that we keep missing about Colin Kaepernick kneeling. He kneeled quietly. I keep hearing it being said that he said this and he said that. He said that afterwards. He did exactly what he had to do to get the attention. And in 2019, it is sad that we still got to do stuff to bring attention to police brutality. And then as soon as we bring attention to it, we deflect by the flag and by the anthem. And the anthem wasn't wrote for the black people. We shouldn't even have to debate that. The black people were in slavery at the time the anthem was wrote. Okay, the land of the free, I heard one caller say something about that. Black people were not free then. And we also overlook, we get so hung up talking about slavery, we forget slavery ended in what, 1863, 1865? Black people didn't get the right to vote until what, 1965, 1968.
That is amazing. Years. That is,
yes.
That you know, Jackie Robinson, and thanks for the call, William, in Clemson, South Carolina. How long it took for a black person to vote in America? That is just it's like, could you imagine today? I'm telling you, man, 99% of the people, if you walked into a restaurant with your kids and there was a black drinking fountain and a white drinking fountain, are you kidding me? No way. No way at all. I know we have a ton of people from all over the country, even Canada, ready to join in. Our huge question of the hour: do you agree with the old Miss players kneeling today as the pro-Confederate rallies were starting the same time their game was tipping off against Georgia in the SEC in Oxford, Mississippi? You can join us on air, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is brought to you by GEICO. Hey, everyone, here's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance, too? Get it all at GEICO.com. Grillo and Hickey are back at CBS Sports Radio, New York City. Mr. Lopresti will have another update here in just about 7 minutes. Huge question of the night: Ole Miss basketball players took a knee during the national anthem today. Your first thought may be, well, it's connected to Colin Kaepernick. No, it was connected to pro-Confederate groups. Two of them, Confederate 901 and Highwaymen, were protesting possible removal of Confederate statues, the way people connected to the Confederacy are remembered and honored in Oxford, Mississippi, and even the old Colonel Reb mascot. Do you think the players had the right to kneel? Was there a better way to confront that? I support how they did it. And I know we've had some back and forth with people going, well, Colin began quietly. If Colin never used his Twitter account and ripped law enforcement and never wore the pig socks, and he went to the areas where he wanted change. I mean, these guys on the Ole Miss team, up to eight players, right, who kneeled, and Kermit Davis, their coach, supports them. They were doing it in a place in Oxford. They weren't doing it in Athens. The game wasn't an SEC basketball game at Georgia. They were doing it because at the same time they're getting ready to tip off, you have this pro-Confederate rally. Okay, they were there. They couldn't leave the game and go march. You can't start a fight or a riot. So why didn't Colin Kaepernick ever take his protest to places in America, not all of America, but places in America that needed change? Why didn't he go sit down with a mayor, a senator, a police chief, commissioner? Why didn't he go there and help bring change? Why? I get dialogue. I get a conversation. I get the Nike campaign. I get all that. I even get a settlement. I even get that Eric Reed is saying that he's in the best shape of his life and ready to help somebody win a championship. But why has he never gone to the hot spots of racial injustice involving law enforcement in America and try to bring change? That's the biggest question I have connected to Kaepernick. The silent protest, it might bother me, but I wouldn't hold that against somebody. No. And that's why these players, they're probably reading in their, campus newspaper online that it was coming, watching the local news there in Oxford. And eight guys said, man, enough. It's 2019. People just a few blocks away, again, I don't have the Oxford map, want a world where the Confederate flag will fly again. And they said a prayer before the rally for plantation owners. Now, again, I don't know if that was the Highwaymen or Confederate 901. Plantation owners. It's 2019. It's not the 1800s. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. You agree with the Ole Miss players kneeling? At Saturday Huge on Twitter, if you want to join us, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Back out to the audience we go. Let's check in with Barry in the state of Washington. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Thank you very much. I agree with the kneeling. You can argue the motivations and causes of the Civil War. The fact is the South 100% depended on slavery for their socio-economic survival. Excuse me. Now, folks in the South describe the Confederate battle flag as just a symbol of the South's heritage and great pride. What is there to celebrate? The flag represents slavery, hatred, oppression. No Confederate flag should ever fly over federal, state, or public lands. You lose the war, you lose the flag. If any flag should be flown for the South, it should be the white flag, the I surrender flag. The civil rights movement, which started its beginning in the 1950s, that Confederate flag raised its ugly head again when people started fighting against the civil rights. The KKK used that Confederate flag as their banner against civil rights. I guess it just surprises me that people can think that that flag is okay. And I can't argue with you that people can put it on the back of their pickup trucks, they can have flags in their front yards and that kind of stuff there. But in general, I think most Americans believe that this is a very oppressive hatred symbol that has no place in our country. And to think that it's celebrating Southern heritage and pride, what heritage and pride do you have to celebrate during that era of slavery? It boggles my mind. That's what I have to say.
Well said, Barry, in the state of Washington. We appreciate you listening on this Saturday night. Let's go to Sal in Cleveland, who's locked in on 92.3 FM. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Sal? Let's go to, is it Avi in Connecticut? Thanks for the wait. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Yeah, it's Avi. Okay, so I wanted to ask you, before I get to my point on the kneelers about this flag issue, do you support the police in general in America?
Yes, I do.
You think that they do a good service, correct?
Yes, wonderful service.
Without them, there would be anarchy, right?
Agreed.
Right, so Colin Kaepernick, instead of going to the police officers in the communities and trying to reach out a hand and say, let's work together, he just wore pig socks and kneeled for the anthem and pissed a bunch of people off. These players, I guess, they certainly have a point. But kneeling for the anthem and not saying, going over to the ralliers and saying, listen, let's work on the common ground issue and work on it together. They're going to do the same thing Kaepernick did, but for a better purpose, but they're not going to get anywhere with it. And it just, this stuff is no place in sports. I don't tune into sports to hear politics. When I want politics, I listen to Hannity and those kind of stuff. I don't want my sports infiltrated with politics for any reason, and it really turns me off. And that's why I really stopped watching a lot of sports.
All right,
so
I'm
really glad that you like the police, because without them we would not.
And there are rogue cops. And Avi, thanks for the call in Connecticut. Yes, there are bad cops. There are bad people, but not all people are bad. And the attack on law enforcement led by Kaepernick bothered me. And again, those kids were playing a game, so they couldn't walk out there. And they couldn't be on the other side that were the anti-pro-Confederate people. I just don't know why Colin Kaepernick never went and brought change to a city. It just, it was more like he was dividing people than bringing people together. And what I saw today from the Ole Miss basketball players, from watching the video, looking at the photos, reading the entire story about everything today in Oxford, Mississippi, is that those players were just, it wasn't about a line in the sand. It was about just appalled that there's still a debate over the Confederate flag in 2019 in America. That there's still a debate. Amazing. You can answer our huge question of the night. Do you agree with the Ole Miss basketball players kneeling today in protest of those pro-Confederate rallies in Oxford, Mississippi? Do you see a difference or a similarity compared to Kaepernick? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter. Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Tomorrow at 4 Eastern, 1 Pacific, gear up for another week of the Alliance as the Atlanta Legends welcome running back Trent Richardson and the Birmingham Iron on CBS Sports Network, the 24-hour home of CBS Sports. We do have Grillo and Hickey back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. LaPresti with another update here in about 20 minutes. Huge question of the night. Do you agree with the Ole Miss players, the basketball team members, at least 8, who decided to kneel in protest of the pro-Confederate rally going on at the same time in Oxford, Mississippi earlier today? Now, some are saying, well, they took a knee and they're kneeling for the flag that won the war. And then I'm thinking, okay, I can separate the Kaepernick story here. All right, this wasn't grandstanding. It was Oxford, Mississippi, a nondescript game against Tom Crean in Georgia that Ole Miss won 72-71. Is a kneel, this goes back to Kaepernick, if he's not anti-police, his Twitter comments on modern-day slave patrols, is kneeling worse than standing. Sitting bothers me, right? You know, it's like the guy that sits there with his hat on and you're at a game and it's a national anthem. That bothers me. Can you look at these guys and they were making a point and bringing attention to the pro-Confederate rally? and they're college kids. I think it's different when you're talking about guys who are making money as a professional. So I'm asking where you're at. I think it's been an interesting conversation, and I appreciate everybody across North America. You can join in 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. A lot of people are coming at me saying, well, you're being hypocritical with Kaepernick. No, I didn't agree with him saying that the American flag in 2016, whenever he started this, stood for oppression. No. There have been times when the flag has been oppressive to some in this country. I get it. Some people burned the flag in the 60s and 70s, right? Protesting the government. Flag hasn't been sacred forever. His attack on law enforcement, while attacking all law enforcement and not going to hot spots where he could bring change, that bothered me. He did a campaign with Nike before he ever went to a hot spot with racial inequality or social injustice by a police officer, and he never went and brought change before he's filming Nike commercials. That's where he lost me. These kids did nothing but counter-protest the pro-Confederate protesters. And they did it peacefully. And they went out and won their game. So you can join us 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Ton of tweets. I promise I'll read them coming up later. Right now, let's go to Jay in Baltimore, Maryland. Thanks for the wait. And you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Good evening, and thanks for the topic and for taking my call. I want to challenge you on one thing, and then I have a quick comment slash question. And the challenge is on what you're saying as it relates to Colin not going to particular hot spots. Now, you may be right. I'm going to do some research when I hop offline, but I could have sworn that I've seen countless articles in times when he's gone, whether it's to youth boys and girls clubs, to certain cities, even to certain police districts to talk to the officers. So I want to look into that. However, my challenge comes from when he was kneeling, he's addressing the flag as oppressive, not based on where we are today, based on the history of the country, based on the history of the flag. But I think what he was also trying to do was address the idea nationwide that we were seeing almost weekly by police officers killing unarmed black men. So how do you go from hotspot to hotspot when it's happening from Florida to Washington, from Maine to Southern California?
It wasn't an epidemic, Jay. Well, I appreciate your call in Baltimore, okay? It wasn't the epidemic that he was saying. I get a video getting played. I get the situations. I understand that. You know, were we lining up the police officers shot and killed versus who they shot and killed? No. And did he go privately? I don't know. Did he go bring change? Did he sit down with the police chief? Did he sit down with, people who can change things, a mayor, right? I hope he did. This made for TV epidemic. There are hot spots of racial injustice in this country. There still are. Okay, come on. Look at Confederate flag flying in Oxford, Mississippi. And a Redneck Lives Matter hoodies being worn at that rally earlier today. What I'm saying is that, yes, we have problems. Yes, there is hate for other skin colors, and it goes across the spectrum. It's not just reserved for a section of white people. It is 2019. I think most of us just want peace. I really do. Most of us just want peace. And the Ole Miss players, I applaud them for their peaceful protest. You know, Colin Kaepernick saying the flag stood for oppression. He has a right to his opinion. The Pig Sox don't do anything to help bring people together for dialogue. Come on. Modern day slave patrols. When the hell was that from Kaepernick? Twitter accounts, tell me where Twitter accounts have made a difference. Just go ask our president, right? So I appreciate your opinion, though, Jay. And if you find where, you know, he's helped start a program in Baltimore or D.C. or Philadelphia, PA, let me know. because all I want is peace, man. I really do. Let's go to Bob in Maryland here on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Good evening, Bill. Ordinarily, I'm a veteran. I'm in my 80s. I've been around a long time. If that flag is good enough to put on my late brother's casket, and he's a veteran of World War II in the South Pacific, and his son, he's also gone, his oldest son, in Vietnam combat. Both of that American flag was on both of those caskets. I was honored to be a pallbearer. This situation here, I couldn't agree with you more about the youngsters down there at Mississippi. They had a right to do what they do. In fact, it was outstanding even what they did. They had no alternative. Kaepernick's a different story. The socks, the Castro shirts, the downing of the police departments across this country. I can remember when five policemen in Dallas, Texas, were ambushed all at one time. All five of them were murdered. And Jerry Jones of the Cowboys asked the commissioner of the National Football League if he could put a simple patch on the shoulders of all his players or on the helmets. And the commissioner said no. And Jerry Jones said, why not? And this imbecile that the commissioner is, he said, you know what his reply was? It might offend some people. You talk about a crock.
I know.
I
hey,
would
Bobby,
have fired him right on the spot, man.
I know, Bobby. I love you. Thank you for listening in Maryland. It's interesting to hear Bob and others, and it's about, if for what it's worth, on air at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Facebook, that the majority of people support the Ole Miss basketball players. So a lot of people are confused right now. Well, then why did they support Kaepernick? Because I'm telling you, it's what he said and how he did it. Pig socks. That was straight out of the 70s, right? That was straight out of just a revolution. Political, social. And these kids today were bothered by the pro-Confederate rallies. And I applaud them. Let's go to Frank in Pennsylvania. Thanks for the wait, and you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Huge.
Hey, Frankie.
Thanks for taking the call.
No problem.
I agree with the young men from Mississippi. God bless them. James Meredith would be very proud of them, you know? I always thought, well, at least in my religion, I thought when you took a knee, it showed some reverence, you know? And I don't know. I'm not going to get into the Kaepernick thing. Just one thing about Gone with the Wind. I love the movie, but I was never naive enough to realize that, you know, Mammy and Prissy were happy at what they were doing in real life. You know what I mean?
Right. I know. Well, Frankie, thanks for the call. Well, I appreciate you listening in Pennsylvania. Tate in Texas, you're up next on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, very quickly. About the issue of slavery, there's no question about it. It was the cause of the Civil War because they have the secession declaration that each state signed stating that they would secede because of slavery. Well, my main point is, even if we don't agree with that, the main thing is the South had their own president. They had their own vice president. They had their own constitution. They participated in the election in 1860, and when they didn't win, they left, and they attacked the United States. These men should be deemed as traitors. They were domestic terrorists. They should not be allowed to fly their flag nor have statues up. That's my point.
Thank you, Tate, in Texas. And then you get into the argument of freedom of speech, right? Now, that's why Klan can have rallies. That's why any hate group can have a rally. You can, you know, neo-Nazis, you name it. You know, any hate group can organize and peacefully protest. Is that a good thing in America? I don't know. You know, freedom of, you know, I get freedom of speech. I'm not looking for any more government control, trust me. But is it truly fair for hate groups to be able to organize and peacefully protest? I don't know. I'm not a politician. Let's go to Chris in Pennsylvania. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's happening, Huge? Thanks for the platform. I appreciate it.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and I use that word for a reason, platform. Kaepernick did what he thought he could do, which was use his platform to raise awareness and to get his message out. Granted, he made some mistakes with the pig socks and whatnot. However, my difference with what you're saying is, what was he going to do sitting with a mayor or with a police chief? He's not a person of policy. He doesn't make policy. That's not his game. His game is celebrity, football. So he used that to raise awareness. And he gave $1 million of his own dollars to raise more awareness into certain groups.
I think when he was done playing, and Chris, I appreciate your huge opinion in Pennsylvania, that he could have went and sat down with people, started the conversation. He didn't have to finish it or go to 10 meetings. That's it. Go have productive meetings where there are documented numbers of black men and women being oppressed by law enforcement. Documented. Not made for media numbers, documented. He starts that conversation, people would listen. That's what I would do. Let's go to Mike in North Carolina. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Hey, Michael.
Hey, one, the students down in, Mississippi? I quite haven't heard about it, support what they do. But as far as Kaepernick, he's a hypocrite. He's taking money from a company that still makes their shoes in Southeast Asia by child labor, working for an organization, wanting to work for the NFL, which has its makes a ton of money off of the breast cancer every year. If you read those numbers, it's appalling. And it's, you know, the pig socks, the Castro shirt with Kaepernick. I don't really think he knows what he's doing. Be honest
now,
with you.
If you're talking
about oppression, you're not going to wear a Castro shirt.
And you're not going to, with Nike, that's a good point. Thank you, Michael. In North Carolina, we got to get to an update with LaPresti. 2 hours remain. I want your huge opinions. Join me live right now, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.